I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Many celebrated the Israel-Hamas ceasefire on Wednesday, but by Thursday morning, doubts emerged. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu delayed a cabinet vote to approve the agreement, citing last-minute demands by Hamas. Internal dissent within the Israeli government also played a role. As the world watches to see what happens with the ceasefire deal, Tom Doyle with Uncharted Ministries reflects on the ongoing 15-month war, saying,
"We're praying that hostages are released, Hamas is defeated. I guarantee you that is one thing they would be cheering. If Hamas left Gaza, the Palestinians would be cheering and thanking God for that."
Doyle says the last 15 months of war have led many to turn to Christ. Pray more Palestinians and Israelis find true peace with God and with each other. And this Sunday, January 19th, is the Sanctity of Human Life Sunday, spotlighting pro-life conversations. One ministry we want to introduce to you is Life International. Kurt Dillinger, founder and president of Life International, shares how the Lord moved his heart for biblical pro-life ministry in the issue of abortion.
What he was saying to me is, this is an attack on your Father in heaven, and you don't even know my heart on this issue. That broke me. And it just ushered in this desire to do whatever I could to understand his heart. And that's essentially now what we do around the world.
This Sanctity of Human Life Sunday, find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.